Okay, I'm speaking with the great Esther Dyson right now. Thanks so much for taking time out to join us. And I'd like to hear about your thoughts about the new GTLD process moving forward, perhaps some of your history with ICANN.
Right. So I feel a little like a stunt at this parade, but for those who don't know, I was the founding chairman of ICANN. I won't go into a lot of history, but when we were started, we were considered an internet and needed to take very well at closed meetings and stuff like that. But there was a sense that we could be accountable problem. So it seems to me now that ICANN is being responsive to registry and registered for our city community, but not to the broader kind of users. And I honestly can't figure out why one would want a new GTLD and whatever.com was fun. And do you guys know the parable of the stone suit, where the guy goes into the village and has a smart stone. Basically, what we're talking about here is there's a whole world of trademarks, which gain a lot of benefits by companies marketing their trademark, adding value, et cetera, et cetera. Trademark is very cheap. You buy it from the government and you create great value. The problem here is GTLDs and new GTLDs are very expensive. And then you're supposed to market and make them accessible. But that's the best that books for market movement. I think it's a monopoly. And it's super interesting. If I were a cheese maker, I'm referring to a remark on a previous panel, I would not want Kraft owning .cheese. I think that's a scary idea. It's painful to hear me. So I'm not going to go on for long, but I really wish somebody would step up here and tell me why ICANN is able to charge so much for something in which a value is going to be contributed by the users.
Okay, let's answer that question. So first thing I proffer is if there is ultimate end user buy-in by way of investment and time and resources into a second level we certainly would not want to see the TLD go down for any reason with not having a 3 to 5 year plan. And I think some type of substantial buy-in does help ensure that there are some substantial companies or entities to run the new TLDs. So that's one point. Perhaps someone has another one?
In part, what you're trying to do is to solve the spam problem in the search market. And I just think there are better ways to do that, such as BlackGo or better algorithms. But creating this whole new construct for tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars being paid by the trademark people is pointless.
Okay, so if we took the price aside, the costs, and looked at just the usefulness and demand, would it be safe to say in our, fast times with everything going at cloud speed, where there's a low cost to build brands and everyone's interconnected with the web, that there are more needs for names to solve, identity and expression?
The shortage of names in people's heads, it's not in the world of names. Mm-hmm. Look at Twitter.
Right. That was exactly where I was about to go. And the problem with the social handles seems to be that there's no control and you're subject to the Facebook and Twitter policies where ultimately apps might be taking information for advertising or your whole track record might go down.
Yeah. I'd rather that Twitter Google than a crap control.cheap. Again, you're putting this up for ransom, and you're taking people down trademark boxes.
Okay. And what about some other than the cheese category, though? What about the environmental TLDs? Do you see any purpose or use for them?
Not particularly, to be honest. I mean, you know, you can have beer, love, dog, bird. What's wrong with that?
Okay, and what about perhaps a dot music or a dot radio where band names can't name themselves anything cool because all the names are taken?
I just don't see that as the world's biggest social problem, and they're going to take the same names in dot music, except they're going to pay twice as much. And so you'll just have lots of duplicated names with different TLDs after them.
Right. Okay.
And this is what the whole business is. If you have a trademark, we're going to hold a hostage until you pay us.
And then what about the potential use of city TLDs where looking at moving ahead 2 decades with the internet, now we could blueprint better for some second level names that the masses could play off of, perhaps tied to the city grid.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with Barcelona.es or LasVegas.us or LasVegas.com.
Okay. And to your point, I don't think anyone mentioned the negatives of cities yet, but I haven't seen a general naming system with regard to country by country, and I would definitely like to see that. Does anyone have any questions for Esther? Yes?
Esther, were you involved in many of the talks with ICANN as well? I mean, I realize you were initially involved with it.
I can't hear.
With regard to this process.
Yeah, just to repeat the question, I believe essentially it's asking whether you've had recent engagements with ICANN to discuss your views prior to the ratification?
No, I did not.
Will you be writing anything or blogging about this?
I've been trying to just stay out of the whole thing. I did an interview with NPR a couple of weeks ago and kind of got dragged back in.
I apologize.
You know, I could be interesting. And as I said, I didn't want to disrupt things, but they need another point of view.
Exactly. I thought it was very important to have a different point of view, and I also asked Dave McClure to participate as well. And it's good to have both the insider view as well as basically all sides to discuss it, and ultimately brands and cities are going to make their own choices. Anyone else have a question for Esther? Yes, Roland?
Esther, would you comment on the .idn? Because that, since a lot of people don't use ASCII as their principal means of communication, maybe .idns would be add value?
All right, so Roland asked to comment upon .idns and whether or not they would proffer value.
In what context?
In a sense, there are a lot of internet users that don't use ASCII, and this allows them to actually more fully participate in the internet.
Did you hear that, Esther?
No.
Yeah. Ron clarified in the context of a multitude of users that are non-ASCII.
Right.
Yeah, with the .idn enable them more easily to participate in the internet.
Would the .idn enable easier internet use?
You know, I think it's handy for some people like don't see it as quite as big an issue. People wanted it, you know, and it was users, not the registry, the registered. So, no strong opinions on that.
Okay, anyone else? Yes?
If I may comment further, do you think that allowing a company to get their own brand would allow them to take some of their community away from the Facebook community?
So the question is, would a dot brand serve to take some of the social community and traffic back to brand territory?
Only if the brand leverages it. And again, Coca-Cola, they can do that with Coca-Cola.com. They don't need Coca-Cola.
Okay. And just in terms of something I see all the time, being in the social TV space and this space as well, Esther, all the time when I watch Bravo and VH1, I always see the show .station.com, and it looks like the .com is very superfluous. After strong use by a network for a multitude of shows, for example, would there be a value there?
A value what? For the brand, the name of the station without the .com?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not worth as much as I can of charging for it. The .com works fine.
Okay, so I understand. All right, great. Thank you.
Value was created by the station, not by the registry.
Okay, I really appreciate your involvement, and please, I know you have a time constraint, but we'd love to have you stick around to the end of the event.
I'll stick around for the next 10 minutes, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay, next we're going to have...